privacy. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.aahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
I'm a man on a mission. I'm like a bat out of hell. You're a nuclear fission. Looking over my shoulder, brain, I'm not shy. Crushing all my teeth and looking for another rock and die. Spreading digits like a gator, but you won't, cause no one ever does. And I keep to myself, I'm a thousand on ink blots. Slows me down. I'm like an acetone. Living life from a pound. Looking over my shoulder, praying I'm not shy. Crossing all my T's and looking for another rock to join. It's been in digits like you get it, but you won't, cause no one ever does. And I keep to myself, all my thoughts are not in glass.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard A Walk from the Ocean from Fire King. Before that, Manic from The Digs and Half Blast from Throwing Muses. Now we're going to hear some Destroy Babylon. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. She looks so good. She looks so good.
so beautiful. I just can't get it off my mind. The word is getting out. All the kids all screaming, shouting. The news is on the loose. I tell you what it's all about. It's out of the mouths of babes. Don't no one know the facts? They're falling through the cracks. Don't no one know the truth? Within my soul, but when I heard the truth, I had to have a hand to hold. It's out of the mouths of babes, out of the mouths of babes.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Magpie Over Citadel from Corn Ashley, Sleep When We Are Dead from the Organ Beats, and Out of the Mouths of Babes from the Upper Crust. And now, live in Studio D, Dogtooth.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you really liked that last song, because if you did, you're really going to hate this. This song is called Dogtooth. Steps. This song is called An Awful Lot.
but there's something I would do. If not an awful lot to do. You say you've lost your faith. I think you're full of grace. We'll be right back.
That song was called Lynchpin. That's our sleepy slow jam for all you sleepy slow jammers out there getting all sleepyhead with your slow jams. This one's a little bit faster. This is a song I wrote when I was home alone and I had too much coffee and I was thinking about, you know, being home alone with too much coffee. So this song is called Home Alone, but being with too much coffee is not part of the title. It's just I condensed it down to Home Alone, but you know, all right, so this song is called Home Alone. Coffees, it makes for a bad time. You're gonna have a bad time. This song is called Submarine.
Thank you.
an update. I don't know how many of you guys have been paying attention to the nurses' strike happening at Tufts Medical Center. It was a one-day strike this past Wednesday, and then Tufts Medical Center got replacement nurses to cover their shifts and then locked the striking nurses out for 4 days. They're back at work now, the original Tufts nurses, but they still don't have a contract. So we need to take care of our caretakers, and if we expect these nurses to do good work, we need to do right by them. So if you want to get more involved or you want to know what's going on, you can contact the Massachusetts Nursing Association and they'll be able to let you know how you can help, what you can do, even if it means making phone calls and harassing them to give them a proper wage and good retirement benefits, because that's not asking too much. And judging by most everybody's medical bills, I think they got the money. I don't think that's an issue. So, that being said, here's a classic.
You got to pick up the pieces.